The two characters that appear in this gospel story could hardly be more different one from the other. The first one is a Pharisee. Now, a Pharisee was the standard bearer at the time of Jesus for all that was moral, all that was pious, holy. The Pharisee was one who did his best to fulfill the law. The other character is a tax collector. If the IRS comes to your front door, you might not be inclined to welcome him into the house. But a tax collector at the time of Jesus was far more dreaded than an IRS agent would be today. Tax collectors were despised, and they were hated because they were looked upon as people, Jews, who had sold themselves out to the despised Roman oppressors. They had, for their own gain, agreed to collect the taxes for the Romans. To be a tax collector was to be despised. This little story that Jesus tells is a story that points several things out to us. For one, it is telling us that even though the tax collector was despised, even though the Pharisee was seen as hypocritical by some, at least, they were both loved by God. They were loved by God not because of what they did or didn't do. They were loved by God because he had created each one of these individuals. And he, God, had in store for each of them at least the hope of their finding their eternal happiness, perfect happiness in his kingdom. But what they had to realize, each of them, was that their attaining that perfect happiness was not something that they were going to do on their own by their own power or ability. No matter how perfect the Pharisee was, no matter how perfectly he fulfilled the law of Moses, he was not going to gain eternal happiness by that effort. Salvation was going to be his only by God's granting it to him. And the tax collector was not going to gain his eternal salvation by collecting more taxes than another tax collector, not by feathering his own pocket with what he could take from his fellow citizens, much less what he could turn over to the Roman authorities, wasn't going to get him his real happiness. Each of these characters in this gospel passage needed to learn that they were dependent upon God's mercy for what they hoped for their salvation. Neither of them could do it on their own. Jesus' parable ends by saying that the tax collector went home from the temple justified, but not the Pharisee. And what made the difference? It was the fact that the tax collector recognized his need for God's mercy. He throws himself at the mercy of God. And that is his saving action. The Pharisee, on the other hand, refused to recognize that need for God's mercy in his life. He thought himself better than anyone else. Why would he need God's mercy? And his failure to recognize that was his downfall. For all of us, our recognition of the need for God's mercy is most important. For the failure to recognize the need blocks the ability of even God to fulfill that need.